Hey there, piss freaks. Tom Takar here. Just wanted to let you know our guest today is Mike Racine. Check out Mike's podcast, The Sit Down with Mike Racine. And if you're in New York, how about you check out me and Tommy's show at Caroline's on Broadway, December 21st at 9:30 p.m. with Mark Norman, Dina Hashim, Joyelle Johnson, Mike Leibovitz, and Noah Gardenschwartz. That's carolines.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians and sometimes actors like Brian Falduto come on and defend music they like that people make fun of them for liking and shit upon them for enjoying. Today on the show, we have my co-host, the one and only, the Lone Wolf, he calls himself, Tommy McNamara.
That's me, the Wolf Man.
Yeah, the Lone Wolf Man, he calls himself all the time. And Tommy, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing good. We just got back from the Brooklyn Nets game.
We did. It was a good game. That was a great game,
actually. It was a
close game.
It was good. Nets Wizards, Nets won.
Nets Wiz. We didn't have John Wall playing. Who else did we have? We didn't have D'Angelo playing.
Yeah, a lot of people missing. But
you know what? The tickets were $13.
Tom got recognized in the beer line.
That's true. Yeah, as a man who stole beer.
Hey, aren't you that guy?
No, friendly man. Said nice things. Anyway, I came back to the seat. I like to do this, where I came back to our seats. I was like, yeah, sure, I got recognized in the beer line. Who cares? But none of you were there for it. Pretty fun. And today on the podcast, we have
our first
return guest
ever.
And our most controversial guest, probably.
Really?
I think I drummed up most of that because of you and Tommy's last interaction. Oh, we have Mike Racine on the show.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for coming, man.
What's up with you and Brian Falduto? I was listening to an older episode, and it sounds like there's some unfinished business there.
There is. We have a quote from him from after the show talking about me. You're tacky and I hate you.
I thought you'd drop it in.
That about you?
I should drop it in, but I don't have a lot of time. We're recording this hours before we put it up. We're really under the wire on this episode. No, that's him in the film School of Rock, but I think he was talking about me. No, he's a good man, and we appreciated him coming on the show.
I still don't understand what's going on.
With Brian Falduto and me?
Yeah.
We're good. He said he was going to come to our Caroline show. I will say that. And he didn't show up.
We had a seat reserved. It said celebrity seat.
Celebrity
seat. No one said.
And it was right up front, and everyone noticed. Mike,
it was just empty, like your parents.
Yeah.
Like the parents in a 90s movie.
I also put one there for my dad, and he's dead, so I know he's not coming. But even his ghost, I sometimes hope will come, but I feel no warmth. I feel the warmth of no ghost.
And that's the new national ghost album title.
That's pretty good. The warmth of no ghost.
Not bad.
Hey, the National, if you're listening, how about the warmth of no ghost? How about you Venmo me? By the way, I gave out Jerry Seinfeld's email the other day on Twitter. I didn't get any Venmos. I said, Venmo me $100 if you use this. jerry.seinfeld@gmail.com if you want to become a comedian. Get in there. Man, speaking of music and this podcast and Italians. I had thought of this earlier today. I was at the airport the other day, and there was a guy standing.
Is this going to be like more casual racism against Italians?
Of course it is. Yeah.
We're in an age for that.
We are
the golden age.
For sure in the golden era.
The golden Italian dressing era.
Yeah. It just proves my theory that racism is fun and people do it to who they can get away with.
Here's the thing about racism.
Yeah.
You got to find what's acceptable. And once you find the line, be on that line at all times. And
but it's acceptable for
white people
you,
okay
a white man.
Half Indian man. Check
You're
me out
a
on
white
Conan explaining my race.
And he called you over to the couch just to explain what exactly you are.
He was like, hey, good job on the show, but what are you exactly?
He's like, I love having white men on my couch. Come on over.
He only let me sit halfway on the couch. I saw this. So I was at beautiful LaGuardia, and there was a man. I was waiting for a little Uber to pick me up, and this man standing. He's on the phone. He's like probably in his, I'm gonna say, early 40s, and his wife is a very Italian looking woman. Like, she's got a bunch of makeup all over her face. It's like, she, like, scattered across her face. It's too big for some reason. You know, these,
we're not
Italian
the only culture
women,
who does that.
You know,
by
these
the
Italian
way.
Women, they don't
they
know
got,
how to put,
you know,
makeup
clowns
on.
And
yeah, yeah. It was
mimes.
A clown woman. No, she was a wonderful looking woman. And but she had like 8 bags with her. I'm not kidding. She had like a pallet of bags. And this dude is not helping her at all. And he's just on the phone with his buddy. He's like, yeah, pick us up over at Pickup G or whatever. And then he's like laughing. He's like, oh, what are you, fucking gay now or something? And then he's like, yeah, oh, me? Oh, yeah, I fucking know all the Slipknot lyrics.
What?
He said, I know all the lyrics to Slipknot. That's what he said. Like, not just an album, not one song.
Like, as if it was a musical.
Yeah. Because you could tell the guy was like, oh, just, you know, I'm going to be listening to Slipknot when you get in here. And he's like, oh, I know all the fucking lyrics to Slipknot. And then he didn't help his girlfriend or wife or whatever with the bags all when they loaded him in the car. He's just like hugging the dude. It was just great. But it was a nice little musical moment where I was like, I didn't think this dude in his 40s would be a Slipknot guy.
One time my dad came to pick me up at the airport. Me and my brother were flying in from San Diego, and it was like before cell phones. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he shows up and he's like really flustered. And you know how we're like, oh, how do we pick people up from the airport before cell phones? But people did it. You found a way to, you know? But he's like showing up and he's like, you know, I got your mother calling me and this cop's yelling at me to move and I got to circle around. I don't know where the hell you guys are. And he's like so mad.
Yeah.
And then so we're in the car and his phone rings and I pick it up and it's this guy on the other end of the line. He's like, yo, is Marcus there or whatever? Like, and I was like, oh, I guess my dad just lives a double life where he's friends with some African-American gentleman. And I was like, let me put my dad on the phone. And I give the phone to my dad and he goes, hello. And he takes the phone and he hangs it up and he throws the phone on the floor of the car. And I'm like, who was that? And my dad goes, some. And then he said the word you're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
I was my dad was picking me up at the airport recently.
We can edit that story.
No. Tommy's tell a story about when his dad said the N-word.
My dad was picking me up, and as I was walking up to the car,
to episode 64 of My Dad Said the N-word.
Dad say the N-wordest things.
It's the Justin Halpern show, N-words my dad says.
My dad's very N-wordy, if you know what I mean.
I remember there was a Mad TV sketch a long time ago. It was called Pimps Say the Darnest Things, and it was really funny.
I remember that. Yeah.
It's just Bill Cosby interviewing pimps. And they're like,
asking for advice.
Got him. This is the number one taken down Bill Cosby cast in the nation.
Oh, but yeah, 2 different people thought my dad was an Uber driver last time he picked me up from the airport, where I was walking up to the car and some guy just like steps in front of me and starts putting his bag in the car. My dad was like, what is going on? And then I get in the car and a guy starts knocking on the window. And he's like, excuse me, are you? And my dad's like, leave us alone.
How funny would it be if your dad was like, yes, I am Robert. And he like picks the guy up. I figured I'd take on an Uber shift while I was here.
Make a little.
I was reading an article about harassment in the restaurant industry today, and apparently they called Mario Batali the Red Menace because he just would harass people so much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. He came out, too.
Yeah. He's a big cokehead, right? That's his whole thing?
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I thought I read.
I thought that he was like an abuser of some sort. I didn't.
I just know he's not a homosexual.
Is that right?
Yeah, he loves ladies.
At least there's that much.
Well, did you see that his defense of it, his apology part of it was like, you know, it's sexual harassment, it's like eating too much pasta. He literally said something like that.
Yeah. I didn't read the statement, but it was pretty funny.
What?
He compared
it to eating too much pasta.
Too much pasta.
Oh my God.
And
that's
at that
so
point
insane.
I was like, you know what, he's right.
Did you guys see that like the entire NFL network is just over now?
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. He's like, it's like throwing too many footballs. anyway, this isn't the show for all of this. Let's talk about 50 Cent, who's never said anything bad about gay people ever. Mike, you're here to talk about 50 Cent / and of course, G-Unit.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of thoughts on 50 Cent here.
I was reading the thread a little bit.
Did you read the thread? Yeah, I am behind on the thread by a lot. Let's check into the old Facebook thread here. Did you see anything that really pissed you off on that thread?
Well, one guy said that 50 doesn't talk about anything real, but that's not true.
Clearly, he's like he has the most cred of anyone.
Yeah,
I mean,
feel like he mostly talks about. I mean, I'll give you that. Sometimes, like when he's like, I got shot 9 times and I'm still breathing. Like for him, that's living proof there's a God.
Yeah.
If you need a reason, and it's like then he talks about the candy shop and like basically banging ladies, like.
Yeah, it's mostly just banging ladies.
Yeah, it's like I don't think that was necessarily God's will that kept
well, one
you
thing
on Earth.
I read
21 Questions
crazy.
Was a good song.
21 Questions, I used to think was like the most romantic song ever. I was like, this is so sweet. And then I listened back to it, and I was like, this song sucks. And I'm not saying I hate 50 Cent, because I remembered a lot of shit about 50 Cent while we were reading about him. Like, there's a lot of stuff I loved about him. But 21 Questions is like, what's the I love you like a fat kid loves cake? That line is just so lame. That line sucks. Fat kids don't have to love cake.
Well,
they
I
can
remember,
love savory foods.
I remember being, for that reason, being offended by it. I was like, I don't love cake and I'm fat.
I was fat too. And
I like French fries.
Cake.
I was a fat kid too.
Cake sucks.
I like sweet potato fries. Where's that line?
Tommy was the only kid that got fat off sweet potato fries.
I love you like a fat kid loves brie. What? Yeah, that line.
Tommy got fat off like fried Brussels sprouts. With gorgonzola.
Oh, shit. Deep fried piss?
Wait, yeah, we should talk about 50 Cent.
We got to talk about a couple of things here related to piss.
Welcome to the piss corner, which is where I go to the bathroom.
So, as you guys all know, Tommy is a huge piss freak, and you guys are piss freaks somehow also. He loves piss. But anyway.
Is that what you call your fans?
Yeah, they're piss freaks. Yeah. Welcome back to Piss Nation.
So, we were originally going to do Sleigh Bells.
Yes.
And I found a quote from the guy from Sleigh Bells where he said that, like, writing music to him is like pissing. He's like, I can hold it in, but it's going to come out. That was his quote. And I thought that was a funny thing because we always joke
about always talk about piss on the show.
So then we switched to 50 Cent, and I was looking through 50 Cent controversies, and like the third thing I found was him tweeting about a girl tweeted at 50 Cent, piss in my mouth, and he just tweeted back, okay. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, 50 Cent, cool with get with piss stuff.
I was like, all right, I'm on board with this guy.
People using Twitter is very funny.
His Twitter can be very funny.
His Twitter's incredible. I found, what was the, oh, I got this is going to take a second here, but I found like 50 Cent's like five. Oh, yeah, this is great. I mean, his Twitter's fucking bonkers, to be honest. So this is a tweet that's more controversial, I would say. It's if you're a girl that would ask your man to wait with you till your period goes away, you're going to lose that man. My advice, suck a dick, lol. Tommy, speak to that. No, then
that was the cat person of its time.
Have you read The Cat Person?
No, I'm totally behind. I have no idea.
You don't ever read The Cat Person? Yeah. Oh, Mike, you gotta read this Cat Person.
What is it?
So it's, you got to read it.
It's a New Yorker short story that has taken the culture by storm.
Yeah.
But the best tweet, I think, is the one where he talks about. Read. Do you have the one pulled up about
his grandma?
I've
got them all pulled up here.
The trash one. Read that one.
I'll read the trash one. It's, I can't believe my grandmother's making me take out the garbage. I'm rich. Fuck this. I'm going home. I don't need this shit.
That's the best tweet ever.
It's very good. I also, I mean, against his favor, I would say another tweet is, check out my new background. This is for ladies only. I don't want you cocksucking inwards looking at this lol. It's like, that's probably not good.
that's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, I can feel you. You're going to burn a hole in my ass or whatever by staring at it. Which I don't think Eddie Murphy understood how gay people worked or eyes or anything. You're making my ass hot.
There is a lot of homophobia with 50 Cent.
Yeah.
There's one where he tweeted at Perez Hilton and he was like, he tweeted a picture.
Oh,
of, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
This was fucking crazy. Let me see if I have that pulled up here.
He basically tweeted, like, my boys shot up a gay wedding
at Perez Hilton. I honestly closed that because I was like, this is so fucked up. Did you send me
that?
Well,
I'm not here to defend his music. I'm here to defend him as a man.
I just thought we should talk about it. Yeah, I put it in the Facebook thread. But
okay, I'm looking it up here. Nonetheless, he seems to not enjoy gay people very much.
Aren't there some rumors that...
Yeah, there are rumors that he's gay.
I've never heard that. Wow.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up after I research this. I'm the producer of the show, and I research things.
And as the intern, I will say...
Tommy's job is on the line every week. Mike told me this week I should fire you, and I think he was right.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. Oh, shit! The thing that's so fucked up about this is, okay, so I didn't go to look up your thing on the Facebook thread. I just searched 50 Cent anti-gay Perez Hilton. There's more. There's another article that came up. It says 50 Cent who said gay men should kill themselves to perform at LGBT.
Just like Tracy Morgan.
Wait. Oh, yeah. He said, Tracy Morgan said that? He said he would kill.
He would if he had a son who was gay.
That's different.
Yeah. That's right. That's
Tracy
fine.
Morgan's just saying that he himself would murder his child hands. Right. let's see what he said. He said, damn it, I hate this website. Dude, fuck pinknews.co.uk.
Where else are you going
to
get
I just feel like I could probably defend black homophobia if I had to.
You think so?
What are your thoughts?
Because... They like, I'm trying to do a bit about this, about how, like, black people really do have to, like, have their shit together because their lives just have more consequences.
Okay.
So I just think that, like sucking another guy's dick is, like, extra. You don't need to do that. You got to focus on survival. And that's why they look down on it so much. You know?
I feel like the idea...
Like, have you ever tried to do, like, any kind of confessional comedy in, like, a black room does not go over. If you're, like... If you go up and you're like, oh, I looked at midget porn the other... Or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. They're just not going to be on board with it.
I will say... I have one... so you're saying if you say something kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... Because
they don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know if that 100% holds up. Only because if you say something that's like light like that, it can work. Like I was talking about, like if I do, like the thing about the like how I bought a fake vagina or whatever, that works.
Yeah.
But if it's because it still has to be stupid. Mm-hmm. Being told you're stupid in those rooms is like the highest compliment that you could ever get.
Yeah. One time, a guy I worked with, he was like, "Yo, I looked up your stuff on the computer. Yo, you a fool. You a fool." And I was like, "What does that mean?"
I was at one time in college.
Tommy's smart, by the way.
My friend.
Thanks for rubbing it in. We get it. You went to college.
I'm about to tell a midget porn story. So
you're smart.
My friend in college was like, "I've been getting into midget porn." And we're like, "So who's the midget? Is it the guy or the girl?" He goes, "Obviously the girl." I don't know if that's obvious.
Yeah, not obvious.
Wouldn't you think it'd be the other? I don't know.
Yeah. A midget, that's an underdog story.
fuck, what was I about to say? It was about
did you pull up that
the extra thing?
But this guy Joe that I worked with when I worked at Got Junk.
Yeah.
He would just be like, "Yo, son, there's only one thing that you could say to me that would make me want to fight you, unless you attacked my family, and that's if you told me to suck your dick." He's like, "You tell me to suck your dick, we're fighting." And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "That's just some shit you don't do." He's like, "That was drilled into my head. Don't do that." So it's like, well, why would someone have to tell you not to do that? You either want to do that or you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what if you're on your period?
That's true. Then you should. I think that that just makes his head explode. 50 Cent's like head starts spinning around. I think that like implies. Yeah, I think the implication that like it's extra to suck a dick. It's like it implies that everyone kind of wants to, and it's like I don't have time for that. It's like that's not. I don't know if it holds up. I think it's funny, but I don't. As a defense for why people would be homophobic.
Did you ever watch that Ricky Gervais show, Extras, where he just gives a bunch of guys a hand?
I have seen that. Yeah, it's really good.
No, but sucking dick is like a luxury.
Sure.
Well, that's why it's taxed.
But women still do it, though.
What?
But women still do
it,
though.
No, being gay is a luxury. You're not gay. You can't be gay unless you're, like, financially comfortable.
I don't think that's true.
You can't be homeless and gay.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, no, you can't, Tom.
You can be homeless and gay, Mike.
That's the tagline to call me by your name. You can't be homeless and gay.
No, all the gay movies are about rich people.
Orpec Mountain is not rich
financially
people.
Stable.
Dallas Buyers Club? That's not about gay rich people.
Well, they were buying something.
That's the worst theory I've ever heard.
Yeah, but they're white. No, it's a good theory.
White.
What about Moonlight?
It literally, in Dallas Buyers Club, they're like, it breaks racial barriers.
I'm just saying, think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The first tier is food, water,
sucking dick.
Yeah, that's in there.
No, food, water, and sex is the first tier.
I think we read different pyramids.
I thought shelter was in the first tier.
I thought Sheldon was.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
I thought food, water, sex is the first tier.
Yeah.
So if you don't have food and water, you can't suck dick yet. You have to be full. You have to have food in your belly and water before you can fuck a guy in his ass.
This is our first episode on Spotify.
Good.
This is so stupid. We have barely... Okay. So when did you
I'm
get
just
into
saying,
50
I think
cent,
that's
Mike?
Where... No, fuck that. I think that's where a lot of homophobia comes from.
Yeah?
People seeing it as like an indulgence. Because
I
you
disagree.
Fuck a woman to have children.
Yeah.
So I think any kind of sex outside the purpose of having children, whatever it is, can be looked down on by people who are like religious or whatever.
I disagree. So religious.
Even anal sex with a woman, people are going to probably be like, why are you doing that? The most religious people will be like, no, you don't do that.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's like a black-white thing. I think that's like a... I think that it's a religious thing for sure.
It's a thing for poor religious people. The only people who are openly gay have lots of money.
Oh, my God. Or they have very little money.
And that's all they have.
The people that I know... Like my first gay friend was super poor. Like, he was, like, always in and out of his mom's house. Like, he wasn't doing well. And, yeah, he was openly
gay.
There's
no reason for that. That's an anomaly. That guy should have...
Why would that be a guy being an anomaly?
He should get his shit together.
The one guy I knew in high school who came out is an anomaly?
Yes. You gotta expand your circle of friends a little bit.
I think this.
I don't know
strong.
Any poor gay people. Is the point I'm trying to make? Think of every gay person you know. They're
I
not
bet
poor.
You know some poor gay people.
Who
in comedy or something?
Who? Name one. All the gay comics that I know are doing very well.
Yeah, well, that's just because they're funny.
That's because this bullshit industry throws money at them because
oh
they're
God
guilt.
Damn it. This is a podcast about defending bands that... God damn it, Mike. All right, let's move on.
You didn't find that article?
What was the article?
It is worth talking about.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked there for a second by one of the craziest arguments I've ever heard in a while.
On the record, there are a lot of poor gay people.
Yes! There's so many gore. I just
name
said
one,
gore.
Name one.
I'm not going to name gay people I know.
There aren't any.
I know gay people who are poor.
This is the show where we out poor gay people.
Mateo's been doing comedy for like 4 years and he's rich.
Mateo's been on the podcast. He's a dear friend of ours and he's doing very well for himself.
He's a dear friend of mine, but he has money.
Yeah, he has money.
Everybody I know, Mateo, Colin Jost.
Wait, what?
Speaking of Colin Jost,
are we getting breaking news on here?
No.
Speaking of Colin Jost, real fast. Wait, is this? Can I say it like this? About the okay, because of Mike, I got to talk to Scarlett Johansson on the phone for like 30 seconds. I told you this.
Did you?
Right?
No. Buddies. Did you whisper something into her ear?
I did. Yeah, yeah. And no one knows what it was.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is how it happened. I was on the phone with Mike. Mike was like, I think I suck or whatever. Like we do. I think we do it to each other. We're like, I'm going to quit comedy. And then he's like, yeah, Scarlett Johansson's here. He was with Colin Jost.
Damn.
In Boston. And then she walks in the room and then she's like, why are you on the phone? And he goes, I'm talking to Tom Brady. And then he goes, he's gay or something like that. And then she's on the phone and she's like, hey. And she's like, wait, Tom Brady's not gay. And then she goes, hello. And that was pretty much it.
No, she was like, hi, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you say anything?
Yeah, yeah. I said, what's up? Check out Stand By Your Band Wednesdays.
No, she's a nice person. We drove her home. We drove her and Colin home later that night, and we were like, we kind of got lost, and we were driving, and she was making these comments in the car. She'd be like, this kind of looks like Paris. And then went into a tunnel, and she's like, this looks like Tokyo. And I'm like, it's a tunnel, you fucking dip. I said that right to her face.
Damn.
Pretty good.
No, I didn't.
Wait, I don't know if, did you send me this one?
What?
I don't know if you, no, not you, the Tommy. You posted it in the Facebook thread. So let's go to Facebook and read this thread a little bit. We should also listen to old Jared's voicemail.
Was that
here.
The highlight of your year that you talked to Scarlett Johansson on the phone?
It wasn't, because for a while I didn't believe that it was real. I didn't, in my head, I thought you were fucking with me for a little bit. Hmm. And then it was just one of those days where I was real hungover and I hadn't done anything. Yeah. And it was nice because that happened. And then I was like, I can tell people I did something today. Hmm. It was nice. I appreciate you doing that for me.
Did you feel like you were Joaquin Phoenix and her?
I did. Because it was on the phone. Yeah. It was like my Siri.
I was with my friend in St. Louis, Ian Amerson, and this woman comes up to us after the show. After you just talked about being on the phone with Scarlett Johansson, and she just goes, "You look like the guy who fucks his phone." And he was like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "You know, the guy who fucks his phone." And that took like
she said that to you?
No, to Ian. And it took like 5 minutes for us to be like, "Oh, she's talking about Joaquin Phoenix."
Oh, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
I told my Puerto Rican friend about the movie Her. I go, "Manny, are you going to go see Her?" And he's like, "What's that?" I'm like, "It's about this guy who like falls in love with his phone." He's like, "You fucking white people." He's like, "What does he do? Stick his dick in the phone?" He's like, "Fuck out of here, you stupid ass white people." He was a guy who he would always put a lot of S's in things where it didn't belong. So he'd be like, "Yo, you ever go to H&M's? H&M's got some nice shit."
Okay. So this is Perez Hilton v. 50 Cent.
Perez Hilton, who was on The Sopranos, Mike's favorite show.
Oh yeah,
Perez Hilton was on
season 2.
He was working the concert.
Yeah.
So on September 6th, rapper 50 Cent tweeted that Perez Hilton called me douchebag, so I had my homie shoot up a gay wedding. Wasn't his, but still made me feel better. Attached to his tweet was a photo of two men in tuxedos running from an angry mob.
God, is there anything that deserves to be shot up less than a gay wedding?
It's insane.
Yeah.
Tell 50 Cent to let his fans know that anti-gay violence isn't something to joke about. Yeah, it's like having him. That's so insane. That is like, how could you think that's funny at all? To be like, I'm going to pretend that I had my friend shoot up a gay wedding.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, shooting up anything.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's past the point.
When was this? Did we? I fucking didn't. I clicked away from it as soon as I wanted to know what year it was. Well, 2010. Actually, I take it back. That was a funny year.
That is pretty funny. Yeah.
That year, actually, there was this tight window.
It was that sweet spot.
Yeah, it was such a short window for when it was funny to
it was
shoot
Obama's
up a gay
first
wedding.
First term.
Back then, everything was funny.
Yeah.
We could laugh at all in the world back in Obama's first term.
Well, now nothing is funny because Trump got elected, so everything feels real. I've had such a hard time doing comedy. It's also because I suck and I'm a hack and I'm not a good comic. But
it's hard for me to do comedy now that Trump is president because I go up there and I fuck the stool and stuff. And
it's hard
like...
for me to do my dead terrorist puppet.
I found a lot of weird coincidences that 50 Cent is like Trump. Mm-hmm. And I wrote them down because there's so many of them. It's bizarre. So 50 Cent had a show that was like supposed to be like The Apprentice called The Money and the Power, where it was like people vying to work for him. Mm. He had like the show, the same thing. He publicly made fun of an autistic person, just like Trump did. He called Wendy Williams fucking ugly, which is much like Trump and Rosie O'Donnell, I feel like.
And Trump and a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. 50
He's a
Cent. they're both winners. 50 Cent went bankrupt in 2015, and he called it a strategic business move, which seems like something Trump would do.
Absolutely.
50 Cent got sued by the doctor who saved his life after he got shot 9 times because he just didn't pay him any of the $32,000 that he owed him. Neither of them drink, even though they both like.
What?
Are involved in alcohol.
50
Cent
doesn't drink?
50 Cent talks about drinking and smoking, is totally sober.
That, I realized.
Wait, didn't one of you guys post a thing? It was like 50 Cent admits he poses on piles of fake money.
Yeah.
That was you, right?
Yeah. Because,
that's so funny.
Because in one of his lawsuits, they were like, well, how can you say you're broke? You're on this bed of money. And
was one of my friends from high school.
He rents it for like a
broke
50 bucks.
Cent tells judge he takes photos of fake money for frivolity.
And my last one was they both like blondes. Because 50 Cent dated Chelsea Handler, and I saw that.
He did? Yeah, he did.
He did?
You know what my first thought was when I saw that? I thought, you gotta be kidding me.
Plus, another way that he's like Trump, he's orange.
50 Cent talks about both of them in his raps.
He does.
Or
well,
they're
both
like
friends with Eminem, or they were. And
both have been involved with Eminem.
Yeah.
And then Trump offered, 50 Cent went on a radio show and said that Trump offered him $500,000 to endorse him. Which I don't know. That's what 50 Cent, just one source saying that's true, but that's what he said. And he didn't do it, but. It is an interesting thing to think
about.
That is
interesting.
What if this podcast gets so big that you guys get offered that kind of money?
$500,000 to endorse Trump?
To endorse like whoever runs, 40 years from now, like to endorse like Lena Dunham for president.
That's who you think it's going to be in 40 years.
Of course.
That'd be sick.
I mean, I would never endorse someone who got ignored by Odell Beckham at a
That's
dinner
true.
Party.
Yeah, the fact that Odell Beckham would not actively pursue
would not hang out with her. Yeah,
that makes him a bad man.
Yep,
and I'm glad whatever happened to him injury wise happened to him. He deserved that. That was God saying, "How dare you not appreciate a white woman for all that she could be?"
Because I'm sure he was totally single, and you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, and not busy or anything or. Yeah, he's a real piece of shit.
Are you a Giants fan? Or are you a Jets fan?
Jets fan.
Jets fan.
Yeah.
Man, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's rough.
The Giants are worse this year.
Yeah, I
guess
they're
worse. Yeah, but now this injury happened.
But the Jets have just made so many terrible. I mean, when they brought on Tebow, I was like, this is not a football team.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't even
They're a statement now.
Yeah. I want to find a new team, but like, which one?
Did you get into God more when Tebow was on the team?
No. Come on.
That would have been nice if...
And Godmore is what you call Roy Moore.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Godmore.
It's too bad we should take a... I kneeled the entire time that... What's-his-ass gave his acceptance speech.
Doug Jones.
Doug Jones.
Who? But Roy Moore's demanding a recount.
Is that true?
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's still hope for us to get our guy in the Senate.
Oh, man. Roy Moore. I'll tell you.
It is kind
it's
of
funny
a miracle.
That Doug Jones beat Roy Moore. Those names are just such generic.
Yeah.
Doug Jones. Let's talk.
I was going to say maybe Doug Jones is worse than what Roy Moore did, but is there anything worse than a pedophile? I don't think so.
Worse than a pedophile? Well, Tommy had a show recently
that
he performed stand-up on.
Unbelievable.
Got his ass.
Pitchfork magazine called Tommy McNamara's comedy worse than pedophilia.
And Mike Racine called Pitchfork magazine.
Damn.
Ooh, good one, Tommy.
Wow. We have a lot of people who come on the show and say, good one.
Yeah, that is
oh,
the
no,
new
it was cool. That was it. Yeah, yeah. On our live episode, Tim McLaughlin just went cool and he got a big pop. And then I was like, good one, Tim. And then that. And then we just went back and forth and talked about how cool is always a fun, mean thing to say to somebody. Anyway, let's. What was your first experience with old 50 Cent? Do you have any fun memories tied to his punk ass?
Yeah, I think it was just sophomore year of high school. You know, I'm getting boners a lot.
Hell yeah. I miss those days.
Yeah, I miss getting boners.
Yeah.
I haven't had a boner.
I've actually never had a boner. Or
never?
Cum. Yeah, yeah. It sucks. Hopefully
no, I
someday.
Feel like all my best boners happened when I was like 10, between the ages of like 10 and like
this
16.
Is what my candidate Roy Moore was talking about.
Exactly.
People are at their sexual peak.
Right. When they're 32.
Oh, man. Yeah, so this is your heyday back when you're...
Well, yeah, it was just something like all the kids were into. And then like, you know, in the club... Indica Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Indica Club came out. And,
that's that
really
type
popular.
Of weed that makes you sleepy, right? Indica Club. Wow, popped it right into there. Indica Club? I'm going to say that again.
You're going to keep going with
that? Yeah, that was pretty good. I will tell you, when I was in 10th grade, I posted this on the thread. But
what are you, 05?
I was 06. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So when I was in 10th grade, we had this project in my English class where we had to write like a play kind of based on Shakespeare but modernized.
Yeah.
And I wrote this rap based. I wrote the original Hamilton, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
Really? That's so funny because there would be those projects when they're like, yeah, come, you know, read a poem to the class, and you could do any poem. And I remember this one girl, Susie. She just recited a Hoobastank song.
Was it The Reason?
Yeah, it had to be The Reason.
It could have been something else.
It couldn't have been something else. What could it have been? It couldn't have been something else. You sing the Hoobastank, you sing The Reason. Yeah, I sang, or I didn't sing. You got to pick elements to your play where that you could present to the class. And so I discussed in front of the class what my... The idea behind my play was, it was like a gangster like battle or something like that, like a gunfight, and then I played the song Many Men from 50 Cent, full song, and just the class just looked at me while I played the song, and I just bobbed my head like yeah. And then I played the song Hail Mary from Tupac after I described another
hell
scene.
Yeah,
that song's sick.
There was a kid in my class.
This is in Indiana. No one wanted this.
Where he brought like went for like a report. He brought like a 10-page packet of reasons why Tupac wasn't really dead to read in front of the class, and then he just walks up to. I'll never forget. He walks up and he goes, "Like interesting fact number one, Tupac was killed on Friday the 13th." A very suspicious day. That's my favorite thing.
Dude, I had a cousin who did that to me. He convinced me, too. I was like 9 years old, and I was like, or I must have been like 10 or 11 because I knew I liked Tupac at this point. But I was like, fuck yeah, Tupac is still alive. The Machiavelli thing, I was very much into. I was like, dude who faked his own death. Like, why would Tupac name himself that? Then he happens to be shot several times and is dead? I don't think so. What do you think, Mike?
Do I think Tupac's dead?
Is Tupac still alive?
Yeah, he's doing open mics at the Pine Box.
he's Jordan Matherly. Wouldn't that be quite a turn? It's Jordan Matherly, the person who I share a room with. Let's get into...
You know what is kind of funny, though? It's like people go, oh, Tupac was so progressive, but he also was a little bit homophobic. But so that was kind of like the thing. Like everybody, a lot of people were homophobic,
yeah, you
know, 20 years ago or so. But what's going to be the thing in the future that people judge us for that's pretty?
Pedophilia.
I think so, right?
Well, you could see that in real time with Action Bronson, where he's like a big rapper, and then he was doing some transphobic stuff, and that like became a thing. But it happens instantly
what,
now.
What was his? He was like, get out of my bathroom. He made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Song.
He's just saying it. He's like, it's a pro North Carolina song.
I'm not saying it was right to be homophobic, but so much in pop culture.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
very
yeah.
Homophobic.
Where it's like, Friends it's weird pretty, how it.
Friends is
that's
very
what
homophobic.
I was just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just saying this about the Apu thing. Yeah. Not the. Because I think that there's a documentary out now that Hari Kanabali made about Apu, and it's like, it's tricky because.
Yeah, more
anything
like this. More like this documentary is a poo.
I read that review.
This documentary is poo. That's right. Racine won, Kondabolu nothing.
We gotta have Hari Kondabolu come on to defend himself.
defend your poo documentary.
Hey, Mike Racine says this documentary is poo. please speak to this. Yeah,
they are.
He just has to like sit here and respect that. Well, that's one man's opinion.
Oh, I'm gonna die. What if he's doing a big Q&A thing at Skirball Center? I'm like, I just want to say, more like this documentary is poo.
He's like.
Your thoughts?
Like, well, now that you put it that way, maybe there's been some oversights in this. Thank you. Matt Groening comes up and like shakes your hand.
I become a Simpsons character.
Fatter Tony.
They just carry me out of the theater. Like, yeah, screw you, Hari.
It's his fans, too. Yeah, I know.
It's all lucky.
They turn on.
Yeah, they just lynch him.
Oh, my God.
Because of my brilliant line.
Because of this is poo. This is a poo. Anyway, no, I was talking to somebody about that the other day. It's like, it's really
got
tricky where it's like, if you pick apart anything for that started in the 80s,
of course,
you're going to find a lot of shit where you're like, oh no.
Well, that's the problem.
This, I liked this when I was a kid. It's not good anymore. Yeah.
I think that's the problem with movie, the way people react to movies now is that you could go back to any movie that was good,
yeah,
and write a think piece about it if you watched it. You know what I mean?
I think
there's something you could find in it. Cause
sure. Like, now, especially that movie, you have a poster on the wall of Birth of a Nation,
which, yeah, the KKK saved the day, but also pretty innovative.
But also, there was something bad that happened.
I do like that quote. That movie is like Woodrow Wilson's favorite movie, and he's quoted like in the screen. It's like people are like, "Can you believe we have a racist president?" It's like Woodrow Wilson is like in Birth of a Nation. So yeah, I can believe that.
But Hari brought up a good point on a podcast. He was like, "I am a fan of The Simpsons. I just, you know, I think it's okay to criticize the stuff
sure.
you like." And he's like, "Sports fans criticize their team, and you know,
totally.
No, I think that's totally true." And I've thought that about Apu for a long time. And there's a lot of stereotypes. It's in, especially in cartoon shit. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved Family Guy, and they do all kinds of shit that I don't.
I mean, South Park does too. Yeah,
South Park is maybe. I mean, I like.
I mean, look at the City Walk guy. There hasn't been a documentary about that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's the idea of someone making
the problem with City Walk guy. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I think people know the problem with City Walk guy.
But
yeah,
I find myself being very resistant to like let go of that stuff.
But you don't have to.
It's like,
you don't have to stop liking
funny.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, but yeah. No, but I want to keep liking racist stuff.
That's what you meant.
Because it's funny. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe it's not funny to everybody. That's a funny thing where it's like maybe a lot of the comedy that we enjoyed growing up was just racism and misogyny.
Well, it's funny when you watch something that you missed out on as a kid where you're like, I guess I never saw that. And then
like the Jerky Boys or
what? I didn't, not the Jerky Boys, but like what's that movie that everybody quotes as like the funniest thing ever?
Blazing Saddles.
No, yeah, I think it's Blazing Saddles. I watched Blazing Saddles. And I didn't see it when I was a kid. And I saw it like 6 months ago or something like that. Okay. And I was like, I'm not that into it. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't super into it.
I've never seen it. Oh.
I think there were some. It was one of those things where I was like, I don't even think it's like, I don't think that it's this super racist thing that I was led to think it would be. Yeah. I just didn't think it was that funny. I thought it was fine. Like, I grew up Dumb and Dumber when I was a kid. It was the first thing I saw that I was like, that is the funniest.
Are you
thing
a
I've
Mel Brooks
seen.
Fan though?
Not really. No, I'm not a huge Mel Brooks guy.
Really?
Which I think I just missed the boat on it. My family hates Jewish people, so no. No, I just didn't. That's not what I grew up on Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey. So that was like, that was, and then Will Ferrell was like an evolution somehow to me of, of comedic, like of comedic films. So to me, it was like.
Who are the stars now? Like the kids are into like Seth Rogen and James Franco, I guess.
What's it? Kristen Wiig, and then James Franco is the greatest comedian.
Well, yeah, no, the comedy of them is just poo documentaries. This documentary is a poo.
Luckily, when I was growing up, I just liked Woody Allen movies, and there's nothing
that's
wrong
good.
With that
exactly.
guy.
Yeah, that is good.
Well, we were doing my podcast today, and there was like a we were talking about this guy Greg Scarpa. And like a limo driver tried to sexually assault his daughter. And so later in the podcast, we were like, oh, yeah, this story should be a movie. I'm like, yeah, Woody Allen would make it like from the perspective of the limo driver. He's like, oh, I was driving at his school. She was just a knockout and I tried to have sex with her. How is that pedophile still allowed to make? He's still making movies about old men fucking young girls.
Have you seen the trailer for Wonder Wheel? Is the funniest thing in the world to me. It's just Jim Belushi being like, she's a mocked woman. It's Jim Belushi plays a mobster, and we're supposed to think it's a prestige movie.
Oh, man.
And I still love Annie Hall, but I also love.
Annie Hall's the only one that I am like.
Hannah and her sisters is great.
Manhattan's good.
Yeah.
That's a genuinely good movie.
Crimes and Misdemeanors is great in my mind.
Right, men. Right.
The only one that I can go back, and it's that whole dating a child thing. Every fucking movie it feels like. Isn't it in Manhattan he's dating a
17-year-old?
Mariel Hemingway.
There's something about that when that's like right off the bat part of it. I'm just like, God damn it. Like,
it's still funny to picture him. I always picture him talking about the Knicks in any era. And it's still, because he's a big Knicks fan, it's always just funny to picture him being like, well, you got to see this Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah. Latrell Sprewell's having a good year.
He keeps choking the coach, but I still love him. Have you seen this Tim Hardaway Jr.? I don't even know who his dad is.
Anyway, all right, we should get in.
Rose needs to start going to the games.
Oh, boy. Derrick Rose, also a piece of shit. Let's get into a little bit. We haven't listened to Jared's voicemail yet.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is insane. Do you remember this part of the podcast, Mike?
Jared from the comedy.
Our dear friend / foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, the owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, where I will be December 22nd.
And I will be 23rd. December 28th through
Your
31st.
Second New Year's ever.
Exactly. Of all time. I'll be with Sean Donnelly, who was just on Mike's podcast.
Real people call him the poor man's Tom Tokar.
Do people say that?
I think people say that because the last time you were there at New Year's, it was with a poor man.
No, he's
Tom Tokar.
He's the
Tom
poor
Brady.
Man's Tom Tokar because he's heterosexual and you're not poor and you're gay.
What the fuck?
Because gay people can't be poor.
What the fuck? That's interesting.
Thank you. I'm doing a study
this
on
theory
it.
On gay people not being poor.
I heard this talk from
so
Mike Racine.
Insane.
Apparently, according to Mike Racine, gay people are rich.
All right. So this is Jared's thoughts on 50 Cent.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending 50 Cent. I don't know anything about him. apparently, looking at Facebook, you guys view him as very polarizing, like he's homophobic or whatever, which is obviously a problem, but it's not, I don't know that, you know, other than just reading it today on Facebook. So I'm going to talk about, instead, my son Max's basketball career that's coming to an end here this season, or his season is coming to an end. He scored 2 baskets this season. He's become like a lockdown defender. I mean, this dude is relentless on defense, and I can't believe it. I'm really surprised that, you know, these kids at 7 are really only wanting to shoot, and Max is like passing and setting picks, and it's crazy. It's like I've got Kurt Rambis as my son. So, I mean, just talk about basketball. No one, I really don't think that anyone cares about this. Like, I feel like this is going to be the most boring hour. So, anyway, I love you guys. Well, I love you, Tom. I don't really care so much for Tommy, but I'll see you guys later. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Jared. Love you, too. Congratulations to Max. And thank you for literally phoning it in. To us.
That Max Thompson reminds me of a young Doug McDermott.
It's so funny that Jared thinks we should talk about basketball and not. You think people who listen to the show would be like, I think that they're irritated that we even talked about going to the Nets game already. Also, the fact that he's saying this is the most boring hour ever, I don't think he realized how much the N-word was going to be brought up. On this very episode.
Let's welcome.
Welcome to Come Town 2. let's see if there's anything we want to talk about with 50 Cent right before we get into this playlist. I mean, a lot of the criticism is just that he's homophobic, it seems like, which is hard.
Well, some guys said he doesn't talk about anything real, which is kind of weird. I mean, he talks about you know, that song with the game. He's like, oh, if I sold drugs, I could get some. You know, his dad wasn't around.
He was selling drugs after he got a record deal.
So we found this insane.
He signed with Columbia, he was still selling drugs every day.
He sold drugs when he was like 13 or like 12 or 13.
Which is a good age for a young woman.
Perfect age. It says he began boxing at about age 11. And when he was 14, a neighbor opened a boxing gym for local youth. At age 12, Jackson began dealing narcotics when his grandparents thought he was in after-school programs, and brought guns and drug money to school. In 10th grade, he was caught by metal detectors at his high school, and then he just started telling his grandparents openly that he was selling drugs. And in 94, he was arrested for selling 4 vials of cocaine to an undercover police officer. Now, that's just bad luck. And I think this undercover police officer should get in some trouble.
Yeah, he should
buying
get shot
this
9
coke.
Times. Yeah.
So then he got caught for crack. He got caught for having a gun.
There's something about, I mean, I don't really respect cops.
Yeah,
because it doesn't take that much courage to be a cop, I don't think.
Interesting.
Because if you're a cop, you're just always protected.
I think it depends where you're a cop. Mm-hmm. I think if you're a cop in a suburb, there's no, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but cops in like a big city, I feel like there is something there where it's like,
sure. I think it's like I think the mentality it takes to be a cop. A lot of them are usually like the people who I know who wanted to be cops. Mm-hmm. When they were younger, are oftentimes assholes.
Well, I'll put it this way. Criminals don't really bully people. If someone's getting bullied, it's probably by a cop.
Interesting.
I'm trying to contradict everything I say. There's no poor gay people, and cops are bullies.
It's so funny that I'm like having, because I want to contradict you, I have to be like, Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah, I know.
You really
backed exactly.
me into
back
a corner.
To the Blue Lives Matter corner. It's just it's
cops,
just a psychological.
A lot
game.
Of cops are pieces of shit. I know some good cops. I know a lot of pieces of
Ooh,
shit.
Ooh, name one. Name one good cop.
I know a good cop. He worked at the hospital that I used to work at. He was a good dude. He worked the late shift. I also know a piece of shit cop who punched a patient in the face while he was strapped down.
He had a strap on him.
Yeah. He was strapped down. That's what being strapped means. You have a strap on.
My friend Tyler is a cop in the West Village.
Yeah,
man?
Yeah, Tyler Hendrick. Yeah, more like officer bitch.
There it is.
Yeah.
Got him. The thing I wanted to talk about really quickly before we go into the playlist is, 50 Cent got a deal with Columbia Records, lost the deal and like everything he had because of a song that he made called Ghetto Koran.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was looking at some other, so like he actually put on a lot of other guys like Lloyd Banks and Young Buck. And
yeah,
I was looking at Young Buck's song on Spotify. Young Buck has a song called Amber Alert, which is a weird name for a song.
That's not great.
Yeah.
He also has Tornado Warning and just anything you get to your phone.
Oh, man. Let's go ahead.
Have you seen Hari's documentary, The Problem with Koran Rap, or whatever it was called?
Ghetto Koran.
Ghetto Koran.
I was trying to find the lyrics to it, because I want to know why exactly. I want to see exactly why it got him, like banned from all the shit. Okay, I found
The Problem with Ghetto Koran.
The Problem. Produced by Trackmasters.
Lord, Trackmasters produced it?
Lord, forgive me for I've sinned over and over again just to stay on top. I recall memories filled with sin over and over again and again. I keep feeling over and over again.
Oh, my God. Tim McGraw.
That was a good song.
That was Nelly and Tim McGraw, right?
That's right.
From Sweatsuit.
Somebody should defend that.
It was fun to watch that video and pretend they're singing about each other.
Yeah, they're just in love. Yeah. But they're rich and gay. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That proves your point. Yeah, yeah. I just realized.
He doesn't seem to say anything that I wanted. Like, I mean, I think it's just that it's called Ghetto Koran. It seems to be from what I'm reading here. I'm not seeing anything that's like blowing my mind here.
How about this thing about Nelly where he's like he's a rapist?
Is that true?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I think he was like.
Is that why he had the Band-Aid on?
Yeah.
Why would?
Because some woman was clawing at his face.
Real mature, Tommy, to make jokes about sexual assault.
Oh,
I'm going
God.
On your girlfriend's podcast to tell her that you did that.
Oh shit! I'm looking this up because. Oh my God! Wait.
Would you refuse to listen to a Nelly song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
Just because you don't like them already, or no, just. I mean,
no, Country Grammar is a great song.
That's true. Country Grammar is great.
If the guy's a rapist, come on, we gotta.
Is that what "Down Down Baby, Yo Street and the Rainbow" means?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I remember Cocoa Puffs. I just remember hearing Cocoa Puffs and being like, "Fuck yeah, that's something I can relate to." In all this nonsense,
yeah,
that's something we can all agree upon. Cocoa Puffs. I had a teacher who, like, she was a sub. Who told us that she went to a Nelly concert, and we were all like, "She's like us. We're all gonna hook up with her." And then she banged all the kids.
In high school, we had music day, and like my marine bio teacher let us bring in like a CD to play, and I brought in my Obi Tri CD, and he got like so offended and mad. He was like, "I'm not playing that crap in here."
Oh,
he's like,
wow.
"Get that." Yeah.
Oh my God. Let's
real name, no gimmicks.
Let's listen to a little bit of fucking 50 Cent and get this episode going. This is a little song called If I Can't.
This is my favorite song. One of my favorite songs to work out to.
This is my favorite 50 Cent song. I was happy
is
to put
it
on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop.
You think I wouldn't work out with bands? Well, bands is cool. It's a good resistance workout.
Resist.
Hashtag resistance workout.
They play this in Soul Cycle.
All right, sorry about that. We lost the recording there for a second. Mike asked us who the most hated person we've talked about on here was. Do you think it's Maroon 5?
I put them up there.
I think Limp Bizkit might be up there, who you did last time you were on. And then, who else is pretty hated that we've...
People hate
Kid Rock,
Charlotte.
Kid Rock and
Kid
Toby
Rock.
Keith.
Toby Keith
Toby
is
Keith
the most
is
hated.
Number one. Yeah.
But that's all political.
I think that a lot of people don't like Toby Keith's music.
No, the music is bulletproof.
Yeah.
Do you like Toby Keith?
No.
Why?
I hate that rich queer.
Oh, my God, Mike. God damn it. We try to have you on the podcast.
Edit that out, then.
I'm not
you
editing
edit
that out. I'm fucking with you.
All right. Anyone who likes the military that much is...
Yeah, he loves the military. Wait, what?
Yeah, if you're that into the army.
So you hate cops and the military?
Yeah.
This is easily our... I'm going to say this is our second most controversial episode. All right, let's listen to In the Club. Go, 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 go. This is just a classic. This was 50 Cent's coming out party because he's gay.
What year was this?
That's a good question. You want to take a guess?
My guess is 2003.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to go 2002.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to go 2001.
No, 2001 was 7th grade for you. Because you stayed back.
Oh, yeah? All right, let's see here. What is this? Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sound like Eminem and the O's, they wanna fuck. When homie ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut.
Because I knew, because it was my 7th grade. And I remember this specifically for 7th grade. And this being the coolest song I'd ever heard.
Yeah, this song is very cool. I mean, it's still a banger. Like,
it's great. Yeah.
I was out at the club the other night for a birthday, and that song came on, and we all lit up, you know? We were all like, hell yeah, it is somebody's birthday. But then it's funny when it is somebody's birthday, and then you're singing the song to them, and then you're like, and we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. It's like, well, that takes a lot of weight of the sincerity away from this. Let's listen to P.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me.
But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me.
This is a great example of what I'm talking about when he talks about, like, I've been shot 9 times, and I'm still breathing. I was meant to be on this earth to produce my art.
There was a comic named Mike DiStefano, he passed away. He had a bit where he was like, yeah, he's like, 50 Cent got shot. He's like bragging about how he got shot 9 times. He's like, that's because black guys don't know how to shoot. They jump around, they shoot sideways. He's like, if he got shot by Italians, 2 bullets. His name would be 48 Cents.
Man, if you want to hear one of the greatest podcasts of all time, besides this episode of Stand By Your Band that you're listening to right now, check out
like
Mike DiStefano. No. Any episode of this podcast I would make fun of. And Mike DiStefano on WTF makes me bawl my eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you listened to that?
I should go back and re-listen
it's,
to it. Yeah.
It's tough.
Guy was like my favorite comic.
He's very
I would
funny.
Watch him any chance I got. Yeah, he was good.
I found out about him because of Last Comic Standing.
Okay.
That's like the only way I knew about him. And then I saw, I heard clips of him because of that.
Yeah.
But he had such a weird set.
Yeah.
He had such weird sets on Last Comic Standing, but he kept moving on. I was like, this is so weird. This guy is weird as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But he's so funny. Yeah. Because that was when I really cared about Last Comic Standing, because Jonigan was on, And he was like my guy.
You got second
Indiana.
Place. That's easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who won?
That was, what's his name? I just saw him.
Felipe
Esparza.
Ah.
Who I, at the time, when they announced the name, I threw my remote at the TV. I was mad.
You're like, I wanted the white guy to win. What the fuck?
I just thought that
the Mexican won.
I thought Felipe was not good at the time.
You got really pissed because you're white and you wanted your white brother to win.
When Tom saw Doug Jones.
Dan Danan won, victory I would have been happy. What's that?
When you saw Doug Jones' victory speech, you threw your remote at the TV also.
you should change your name to Tom Fake-Ass Half-Indian.
Oh, that's a good
one, because then you wouldn't be Tom Brady. You'd be Tom Fake-Ass Half-Indian Brady.
Fake-Ass Half-Indian.
I want to do a DNA test. You should do an episode. You do a DNA test to find out if you're Indian. Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
You know, if you really want to be an Indian comic, you should do a black voice.
You want to see the pictures of... Oh, yeah.
That's what they all do.
You want to see pictures of my father? They look identical to me, and they're very weird looking.
I don't want to see pictures of your father.
Come on, look at them. Come on,
it's
look at
poo.
Him, Tommy. Oh, God. Hey.
The problem with Tom's dad.
All right, that's it. I'm bringing Hari on this show. It'll be a Hari versus Tommy and Mike.
Yeah, right. All I have to do is pull out the ace up my sleeve and say this documentary is poo.
And then he just crumbles.
He turns to dust and we never see him again. Yeah.
Oh, this is so stupid. Fuck, what was I about to say before? God damn it, I lost it.
You're about to admit that you're not Indian.
That is not true. I'm half Indian, baby. I'm telling you, I'll show you the pictures of my dad.
Yeah?
Do you want to see them?
I bet I could find one.
We'll put
Google.
That on the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll put pictures of your dad on the Patreon.
Is that what you people want?
Do you guys have a Patreon? Bucks.
We do, yeah.
Are you getting support?
Yeah, we get like 25 grand a month.
No, you don't.
No,
we get a little. We have some very nice listeners.
Very nice. Yeah. We have nice. Hey, why don't you donate to that Patreon if you're listening on. I said Patreon and I almost rhymed listening with Patreon the way I said it. I said it very stupid. Yeah. I'm a little bit drunk.
My man.
From the Nets game.
This
still.
Is Tom's dad.
Oh, my God. What'd you pull up?
That's your
oh
dad.
Oh, my God.
I will say, while we're taking...
Mike doesn't understand podcasting.
Oh, man. Guys, check out the website.
We got to put that on the Patreon.
Holy shit.
Mike pulled up a picture of a naked Indian
man. No, but there's so many photos.
What did you look up?
Naked Indian man.
We're just looking at
of course there's a lot
thousands
of
photos.
It's just Mike's Instagram. Yeah. It's a bunch of naked injuries.
His best nine.
All right, enough.
Have you seen my best nine in?
It's his best 9 inches.
Oh, shit.
How you guys doing?
God, how funny would that be if your dad was Dan Ninen?
That's what he lives in Bloomington, or he's from Bloomington.
You know, he buys his sushi at 7-Eleven.
Wait, why does he do that?
Because he, you know. It's cheap.
The funniest thing is when he comes out, he goes, I know what you guys are thinking. What race is this guy?
Who is thinking that?
Yeah, that's what I think about every person I meet.
Did you watch the video of him at the Trump inauguration ball show?
No.
It's amazing because no one wants a comedian. Like, it's not only, it's a combination of his comedy, which is the worst thing in the world, and then also just like,
hey,
crowd.
I think he's good.
That's
yeah,
true.
We like him.
I just don't want him coming after me.
He was on that Vulture Top 20 comedians list.
Yeah.
We should have him on the show.
I fell off, while we're having a moment, I fell off on 50 in 2008.
Okay.
Because that's when he came out with Curtis, which I think was a bad album, and he put it against Kanye's Graduation.
Yeah, that's when I started hating him too.
And he was like, I'm going to outsell Kanye's Graduation. I was like, oh, well, fuck 50 then, because I love Kanye.
I was way more Team
Kanye. Second album?
No, that was his third. Yeah. Okay. I remember being like, that. I had the same thing where I
liked it. And it was a publicity stunt.
Yeah, 100%. But it backfired so big because he didn't even come close.
Yeah.
And then also, why put yourself against a dude? Because I liked them both.
I'm very defensive of Kanye, too. I think he's so talented, and I think he should be allowed.
Really?
He's my favorite. I love to do whatever he wants.
I love Kanye. I still love
he's
Kanye.
He's the best. Yeah.
I think I hope he's doing all right now. Mm-hmm. People gave him a bunch of shit about getting fat. I like that he got heavy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that means he's doing better mentally, probably.
Mm-hmm. One of the best musicians of the last 20 years.
I think that he takes risks that nobody else takes. Absolutely. He pushes the game. We have a Kanye West candle right there.
That's mine.
Is that yours? Yeah. Well, we have it in our apartment. It's in my apartment.
I've been trying to burn down the house. Like Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, God.
I can't beat it.
Oh, man. You ever... have you seen Manchester by the Sea?
No. My dad really likes it.
Oh, you got to see it.
Yeah, it's really so good.
Is it good? Yeah.
It's Catholic guilt porn.
Tommy... only really liked what Casey Affleck did behind the scenes.
Right, right.
So he supports it a lot.
Stand by your Casey Affleck.
But, no, it's... I will say don't watch that movie hungover.
Okay.
Because you're just like, oh, I'm a piece of shit.
I watched Leaving Las Vegas hungover, which is just about a guy drinking himself to death. And I was like, what am I doing? This is the worst thing.
I think you should watch that while you're drinking. He's like, woo!
The last movie I saw in theaters was It.
What yeah? Do you think?
Yeah, more like shit.
Oh,
damn. More like poo.
I found a theme.
More like poo.
There's a real theme in your movie reviews.
What if I become famous for calling Hari's movie poo, and then I just call every movie poo, and people are like, you fucking stink. You're a fraud. You're a hack. Get some new material.
The Avengers 2, more like poo.
No, I can't because my girl's in that one.
I saw Lady Bird, more like Lady Turd. Just all your reviews.
Saw Three Billboards, more like shit.
We are going to live forever, guys.
All right, let's listen to a little ditty called How We Do.
This is good. This is the song he did with The Game. I think they had a falling out, 50 and The Game.
I think The Game had a falling out with everybody.
I used to love The Game.
I hated The Game, dude.
Ooh.
Because I'm a gamer.
What the hell?
He was making me confused.
Tommy, shut the fuck up.
That Tommy?
Sorry. I said Tommy. I meant to say Tom. This is
how we do. I did hit The Game. So I thought he was
an asshole. This is how we poo.
Nobody do it like you, so show us the love. This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us the love. Fresh like Impala, chrome hydraulics, 808 drums. You don't want none, nigga better run. It's gonna have to be expedited a little bit. It
is 1:20 a.m. That was This Is How We Do.
1:20, smoke up.
Shut the fuck up. All right, the next song is called Wanksta. Break it down. I got a lot of living to do before I die. And I ain't got time to waste. Let's make it. You say you a gangster, but you never pop none. You say you a wankster, and you need to stop running. You ain't a friend of mine. You ain't no kin of mine. What makes you think that I'm gonna run up on you with the nine? We do this all the time. Right now we on the grind. So hurry up and cop and go. We selling nicks and dimes. Shorty, she's so fine. I gotta make her mine. I ask like that. Gotta be one of a kind. I crush him every time. Punch him with every line. I'm fucking with their mind. I make them press rewind. They know they can't shine if I'm around the rhyme. Been on parole since 94 cause I commit the crime. I say in my line. I did a 3-9. The D's ran up in my crib. You know who dropping down. You say you a gangster, but you never pop. That is a little did called Wanksta. That song I used to listen to on the bus and be like, hard as fuck.
That was my least favorite of the singles, I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember if PIMP was on there for me. I think I think I need to
I don't dislike it, but I just remember like I liked Into Club so much more.
Oh yeah, Into Club is for sure. I think I don't think he ever topped that, but I think Many Men. I liked Many Men.
Many Men's great.
I think Many Men is the best song he ever had.
Damn,
but
homie.
Actually,
you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? We had the sickest vendetta.
Damn, Hate It or Leave It. Actually,
it's called Hate It or Love It.
It's actually called Hate It or Love It.
You're thinking of the John Lovett podcast.
I'm thinking of
which should have been called Hate It or Love It.
Yes. Not Hate It or Leave It, which is what I said.
Or you could be like your dad, Hate It and Leave It.
Damn.
That's you as a baby.
And he's the naked dude.
He hated
right?
you and he left you.
Let's take him back.
Just playing the song.
That's my answer to that. This is my. This is actually my favorite.
This song's
so good. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing. Check out my melody. I wanna live good. So shit, I sell dope for a full finger ring.
One of them gold ropes.
Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas that stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Hate it or love it, the underdog's on top.
Sing along, but only at the inward parts.
It's like the Andy Kaufman Mighty Mouse.
And I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me. On the grill of my low rider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires. I 4-5 'em, kill a nigga on my soul to really do it. That's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of here.
Well, that's Hater to Lover, boys.
Yep.
I'm drunk. I'm very sorry, listeners.
Boys.
This is a free podcast. This is a free podcast. I can't do Pete Holmes. I'm just making it Seinfeld.
Do you understand?
He's a big listener of ours, Pete.
Is he?
Yeah. We're gonna. And also, you.
Is he really?
No, he's not. I don't think so. I mean, maybe. Hey, Pete, if you're listening, check in with us. That's the playlist. I mean, that's it. That's a solid playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of defending going on.
Let's go through right now, because I skipped through. Usually we have you defend through the playlist. Mm-hmm. I decided to bunch them up since we bullshit for so long. What made you choose this playlist?
They're just the songs that I know and like the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why no Many Men?
I think Many Men is like too intense, and I think the best thing about 50 is like he is fun. And I think rap in the early 2000s was like a lot of fun, and it wasn't.
It was more fun.
It definitely was. Yeah. Nelly, I mean, Till He Raped, made some good music.
Well, that's like now the most popular rap songs. I mean, I love Kendrick Lamar, and I, you know what I mean? But it's still like, it's all very intellectual, and it's all, well, and then there's like the Lil Uzi Vert song. The most popular rap song of the year is literally All My Friends Are Dead. In the early 2000s, it was like, no, we're drinking Bacardi. It's fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it was a different time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and there's Bitches, and we get the subject. We get the.
And if they're on their period, you just find someone to suck your dick.
That's true.
Yeah.
LOL. I miss when
LOL.
There is that thing where it is like before, it's all this like pre-Trump shit somewhat where it's like we could just have fun here and that, like
we not in 20 yeah in 2017 we can't have fun.
It's all like
it's almost over.
Yeah,
maybe 2018 will be good.
2018 will be good. It's so funny when people were like, can't wait for 2016 to end. Why would it be better? It makes no sense.
Maybe Coach Hornacek will
resign. Maybe if Hillary didn't blow it.
What happened?
God.
Yeah,
she just
Mike?
Blew the easiest election. And,
that's what, that's
failed
what it says
everybody.
In the book.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I blew it, everybody. My bad. Thanks for buying the book. That's it.
She forgot to use Steve Harvey on her campaign. She should have.
Do you think Steve Harvey could become president?
Yeah.
I think he could.
No,
he's too dumb. I hope he will. He's too dumb.
Did you say he's too dumb?
Yeah.
Do you think he's dumber than Trump?
I do.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. Tommy McNamara thinks Donald Trump is smart.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he is dumb as hell. But I think
doesn't
that he's
Steve Harvey
likeable.
Have a bit, but doesn't he have a bit where he's like, you know, when you were younger, you were just taking a piss, but then when you older, you urinate.
That's a great bit.
It's funny.
All right, never mind. I'll vote for him.
Tommy loves any bit about piss.
Didn't Steve Harvey like defend Bill Cosby recently?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did pretty recently. Yeah, you're right. He wouldn't become president, I guess.
Like late. He defended him like pretty late.
I don't know. Part of me thinks he could become president.
I don't think he's dumb enough to be evil.
Yeah.
I think he's dumb enough to be selfish, though?
No, I'm saying that you have to be...
Like, oh, you think he's too dumb to be evil.
I think he's too dumb to be evil.
I see. Okay.
All I know is if Zuckerberg runs, Trump's going to win again.
Well, Zuckerberg wouldn't be the Democratic candidate.
You don't think?
No.
Who? He would be the Republican candidate?
No, he'd be an independent. He would be like he would call it like the Facebook party.
Yeah.
And then he would like make us all message him our votes. And it would be horrible.
And if you don't vote for him, we get charged for Facebook.
Yeah, you're banned from Facebook. $15 a month.
Do you guys have friends on your Facebook that post shit like that? Like, they're going to start charging us for Facebook.
I hope they do so I can quit it. And like,
I would
have
love
a reason. I
stop.
Need a reason.
Man, it was
as Hoobastank
so good to
once
stop.
Said, I need a reason.
And the reason is you're getting charged.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be sick to just be like, oh, it's like Tinder. Like,
just to get an easy reason to quit. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when Tinder like up when it was like you can only swipe 50 times a day or whatever, and you get charged. Other than that, I was like, thank you.
That's when I stopped cheating on my girlfriend. I said, well, if Tinder's charging people, I'm done.
I remember back before then, Tommy was banging a new lady every night.
Well, yeah, it was free.
It was free. He would just swipe.
It was free love.
One swipe, one bang, and then.
Yeah, I've never gotten a swipe left. That's the crazy thing.
How is your relationship? Cried, are you happy?
It's going great.
Good.
All right. Tommy, what do you rate the playlist?
I honestly, I'm happy that you chose only songs from the era that I liked 50 Cent because it's really pretty much just the G-Unit, that era, and then the Get Rich or Die Trying. That's the only stuff I like, and that's the only stuff this is. Yeah. So I honestly like all these songs. Winx is not my favorite, so I'm going to go 5.5.
But that is a pretty iconic 50 Cent song.
It is. No, it's good.
No, it's definitely, it belongs there. It just like personally is not my favorite. And I don't hate it. It's just not my favorite. So yeah. 5.5 out of 6. Very high.
I'm going to go 5 because I think we don't need, what's that one song?
Maybe I feel like How you don't like, do? I feel like you don't like PIMP.
PIMP, I could take or leave. It reminds me. Yeah, I think what it is for me is I like the angrier 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. I love, for me, Many Men was such a big thing. Like, that was the song where I was like, this dude is.
Yeah.
This was
and then what's the song where he's like, in this white man's world, I'm similar to a squirrel looking
for a
slut.
That was on the Facebook threads, and I can't remember it. I need a nut.
I forget what song, but he's like, yeah, looking for a slut with a nice butt to get a nut.
That's
I remember
good.
That was on in the car. My mom would be like, what is this? Turn this off.
Yeah, when that was on, I was like, this is cool as shit as a kid. And
wait, before
like,
I forget, I want to say... Candy Shop and Magic Stick are the exact same song, and it bugs me forever.
Yeah,
sure.
And if either of them were on the playlist, I would have ripped on that, but it's the same thing. Candy Shop, Magic Stick.
Yeah, it's
not
good.
The exact same thing.
Yeah, I don't like that. That exact sort of shit is what made me stop liking him. I liked when he was talking about getting shot, because getting shot is cool.
That's true.
I've been shot 9 times.
For real?
Yeah,
9, the German version.
Yeah, no times. I was just saying from people who give, what do you call those, vaccines. Gotten so many vaccines, dog. But I'm still breathing. Living proof there's a God. If you need a
It is like, funny when he says, like, living proof there's a God that I got shot and I'm still going. It's like, yeah, so God didn't like Kennedy.
Also, God wanted you to get shot 9 times to prove something to you. Yeah, it's not. I've always been baffled by that because Tupac had a line like that, too, where it's like pretty much a lot of rappers have a line where it's like the funniest one is so 50 Cent is like, I got shot 9 times. Kanye does this too, and through the with
about
through
his
the
car
wire,
accident
with his car. He's like living proof there's a God. It's like these all can't be live. Like, what about people who die? Like, I guess God's not real. Mike, what do you rate the playlist?
5.
Wait, I went higher than you.
Yeah.
Wow, a true reversal of our first.
Because there's better 50 Cent songs, but these are probably like the most popular.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much for coming on, man. We got to wrap this up.
All right. It's Can I plug my show?
Please. Yeah,
Actually, no. We're going to wrap this up. And
oh, come on. Yeah.
No, plug your show, of course.
Tom, it's not my fault you're a fake Indian.
Oh, my God. All right.
I have a podcast called The Sit Down. It's about organized crime, and it's a lot of fun. I got to have you guys on.
Thanks. Yeah, man.
We can talk about, I don't know, whatever. Whatever you want to talk about.
Watch
whatever's
Conan's
whatever's organized crime related. Yeah, the Conan's I did forever ago, and I won't be on again.
Why not watch him?
Yeah, watch him.
Yeah, watch Mike's Conan's. They're very funny. I actually just watched a couple the other day. The jacket is still, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
It's a great jacket, Mike. It's so funny that you did that, and you're hilarious on top of it. Some people might wear a cool jacket.
Yeah.
And then they suck.
And then it's over. Yeah.
But you wore a cool jacket. It's a very silly jacket, in my opinion. But it's hilarious, too. So then it's like a bonus that you wore this jacket. It's great.
Thanks.
Yeah, check out Mike.
Come to our show, December 21st.
Where you can hear me tell the truth about my race.
Where Tom will reveal the one final truth.
The
final solution.
Oh, no.
Look, I'm half Indian. My podcast is The Sit Down on iTunes.
Check out The Sit Down.
Check out The Sit Down. It no longer features Frank Terranova.
Yeah, he quit.
He walked off.
We got two more episodes with him, and yeah, he wasn't getting his dues. He wasn't getting taken care of.
You have to listen to this. I can't wait to listen to it. Yeah, definitely check me and Tommy. Come to me and Tommy show at Caroline's on Broadway, December 21st.
Thursday the 21st, 9:30 p.m., featuring
Mark Norman,
Joel Kim Booster, Mike Leibovitz, Noah Garden-Schwartz.
Joyelle
Johnson and Dina Hashem.
That's right. Oh, Dina Hashem, fresh off a Hot Conan set. Yeah, come to that. It's going to be a great time. I'm sorry that that I'm drunk on this episode.
Don't be sorry.
But this has been a fun time. We appreciate you listening.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. I'm also very tired. It's almost 2. On the count of 3, we like to end the show off by saying keep it crispy.
All right, keep it crispy. Wait, somebody else says keep it crispy.
I'm not a bad